We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
But looking at this 53-man roster, you start with the quarterbacks. Doesn't it just feel really good to not have to go through? Who's going to be the quarterback? Is it Lance? Is it Garoppolo? Wait, does Sam Darnold have a chance to be the starter? Like, no. You got your dude. You got your franchise guy who's the top of this depth chart. Brock Purdy, who's coming off a season where he was the FedEx Air Player of the Year. He was number four in the MVP voting. He threw 31 touchdown passes. He set the Niners' single-season passing yards mark with 4,280. Led the league in TD percentage, yards per attempt, yards per completion, rating, QBR. Just had a phenomenal season. Maybe the best statistical season. Well, probably since Steve Young, right? He did. Yeah. I don't think there's any argument about that. I mean, yeah. Garcia had some good ones, but not quite as good as Purdy had last year. So he sits atop this depth chart, and behind him, if he gets hurt,
passed or not,
we're fucked. It doesn't matter. I mean, Dobbs can kind of hold the fort, but again, I don't think you're not winning Super Bowl with Josh Dobbs. I think he's probably a downgrade from Darnold personally. But again, I don't think that that's a huge issue because if your backup's playing, it doesn't matter. I mean, this is Purdy's team. It's going to go, they're going to go as far as Purdy can take them. And then Brandon Allen, who's a guy that I think will be the third QB and a guy that, look, again, he was the backup in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. He's been in the Niners. This is his second year here. I'm not saying he's somebody that can come in and play great, but he's a good guy to have on your roster. He's a good guy to have in the locker room. He's a good guy to have in the QB room. Mentor Joe Burrow was here last year with Purdy. It's a really solid group of three QBs. Dobbs is a solid backup. Niners did a good job here. And again, they're going to lock down Purdy. It looks like next offseason, he's going to get this big deal, assuming he plays even close to what he did last year. It's a good group of QBs, and it feels really fucking good, Brian. Yeah. Really good to go into camp just knowing we got our dude.
It does. There's not a whole lot to talk about at this position, and I am so eternally grateful for that because we have spent, four straight years talking incessantly about the position, and the fact that the 49ers have their guy, that we don't have to talk about it, is fantastic. But one thing, before we move on, that I did want to touch on is you talked about him and the contract that he will likely sign after this season, unless in some nightmare turn of events, he absolutely shits the bed and looks nothing like he did last year. I don't anticipate that happening at all. But with that being said, Jared Goff just signed a 4-year extension mm-hmm. with the Detroit Lions for $212 million with $170 million guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And to me, all that means for the 49ers is, and 49er fans, is be prepared for a contract to be signed by Brock Purdy in which he is guaranteed between $180 and $200 million, because that is the nature of the position. It's the nature of contract negotiations in the NFL. Remember, Jimmy Garoppolo became the highest paid player in NFL history after five starts with the 49ers. Now, he was surpassed, I believe, 1 or 2 weeks later. So it's not like, again, you know, he had this outrageous contract, but it really is just all about timing in the NFL. And, you know, I have said on this show, and I'm still interested to see, I don't anticipate him signing for less than Jared Goff, but it isn't, but I am still like, there's a part of me, and I'll say maybe like 5% now, where I'm like, I wonder if he goes the Tom Brady route where, you know, either A, he takes less money because he knows, and I think we are all, I don't want to say we know, but I think we are all in the same boat that I'm not sure. Brock Purdy is a fantastic quarterback. I'm not sure he's the type of quarterback that can lift a mediocre roster, which you may end up having if you're having to pay your quarterback outrageous amounts of money. So does he take a little bit of a lower contract just, again, to be able to build? But I also anticipate whatever contract they sign, it's going to be team friendly in its ability to lower cap hits in order to, again, circumvent the cap and sign players that they need. But yeah, 180 to 200 million. And here's the other thing is Trevor Lawrence is also up for an extension. Tua is up for an extension. Mm-hmm. And there's one more, and I can't. Oh, Dak Prescott, who will probably enter free agency after this season with the Cowboys. And so if the 49ers go the route that they normally do, which is they wait until, for whatever reason, August to sign these extensions, it could be even higher than that if three other quarterbacks sign for outrageous amounts of money. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how these negotiations go. And if they buck trend, and here's the thing, if I'm the 49ers and Brock Purdy is the same Brock Purdy that we saw last year through the first 8 to 10 weeks of the season, I'm hammering that contract out now. I'm not waiting. 100%. I'm not waiting because you are going to absolutely cost yourself $20 million at least in guaranteed money if you wait until after those three quarterbacks sign their contracts as well.
We'll see how it all plays out. Running back, I got some thoughts here. I got some thoughts on running back. Now, I mean, we know who the lead dog is.
Yeah.
One of the best seasons in 49ers history last year, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
1,459 yards on the ground, over 2,000 all-purpose yards, 21 TDs total. All three of those numbers led the NFL. He's going to be the lead dog, Brian, but he's getting up there. He's had almost 800 touches the last 2 years. We got to start finding some people to, you know, alleviate things for him a little bit, you know, take the burden off him a little. And Elijah Mitchell is in the last year of his deal. And I originally thought, oh, is he going to stick around? I think he will. I think he does stick around. And Isaac Arendo is not going anywhere unless he's a Joe Williams like disaster.
So here are the running backs that are currently on the 90 man. So there's six of them, right? And the likelihood is that they're going to carry four at most. Yeah, I think four. At most.
Not counting Juszczyk.
Right?
Yeah.
And so right now it's Isaac Arendo, their fourth-round draft pick out of Louisville. Jordan Mason, who will enter his third season with the team, undrafted free agent out of Georgia Tech. The aforementioned Christian McCaffrey. I think he'll make the squad. I think he's got the inside track. Elijah Mitchell entering his fourth year with the team. Undrafted free agent rookie Cody Schrader. And then a guy that I think nobody remembers that they signed in the offseason, and that's Patrick Taylor Jr., running back that out of Memphis, but signed from the Green Bay Packers. He was their third down back. And to me, again, I think Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell, I think, are locks for this. Maybe that's strong for Elijah Mitchell, but obviously Christian McCaffrey is a lock.
I know that they really like Elijah Mitchell. For all his injuries and everything, I know that the coach, he's really well liked by the coaching staff. So
I agree. But the thing is his injuries make him pretty unavailable consistently. And one of the themes in not only their draft, but all of their free agent signings are guys that don't miss time. They just don't miss time. And so that's where I'm like, I'm confident that, you know, Elijah Mitchell is the second best running back in that room right now. Mm-hmm. But as we all know, your best ability is availability, and his availability is not great. So I don't think Patrick Taylor Jr. makes this team. I think Jordan Mason is on the outside looking in as well. I love Jordan Mason. I love the way that he runs the ball. I love that he just runs with just intense fury, but he cannot pass block to save his life. And that's ultimately what's going to cost him his roster spot.
And here's the thing with Mason. Again, you have to look at what's in front of you. I love the way Mason runs. Love it. I think he's a very good running back, but he doesn't get on the field. They don't play him, in a large part of that is, like you said, because of his pass blocking. So I agree that he's on the outside looking in. I think McCaffrey, I think Mitchell, I think Garendo. And then the guy that I think is going to make it just because
Cody Schrader,
the 49ers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the way things happen. Cody Schrader out of Missouri. He was what, eighth in the Heisman Trophy voting.
Yeah.
He's a guy, good fit for the system. Niners always hit on these really late round undrafted free agent running backs. It just screams Niner fit to me. And I agree with you. I think he's going to be the fourth back this year.
I mean, the guy gained 1,600 yards in the SEC playing for a Missouri team that couldn't pass the football. He was facing 8-man boxes almost exclusively. And he rushed for 1,600 yards in the SEC. There's something to be said about that. Mm-hmm. Is he athletically gifted? No. He's 5'8", 202 pounds, ran like a 4.6, 4.7 40. He's not fast. But everything that you read talks about his vision. And it's his vision that makes him a fit for the outside zone scheme, which is what the 49ers run. And so, you know, I definitely think there is a route for him to make this squad. I think it's a long shot. But I also think that you and I are on the same page that of Cody Schrader, Patrick Taylor Jr., and Jordan Mason, he might be the leader in the clubhouse, depending on how things go for him in the preseason.
Yeah, I think he sneaks in there. I didn't think you were going to agree with me on that one. I'm like, I'm going to put Cody Schrader on this team. I don't know what Brian's going to say, but, hey, we've been doing the show together a long time now, so maybe we're on the same wavelength there.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We are.
All right, what do we got? So I think I'm interested. I have five receivers that I think are locks. Why don't we see what they have on the roster, and then we'll break that down.
Yeah, so current wide receivers on the 90-man, Brandon Ayuk, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, Jacob Cowing, the rookie out of Arizona, Danny Gray, Tay Martin, Tariq Owens, rookie out of Missouri State, Debo Samuel, Trent Taylor, and their first-round pick, Ricky Pearsall.
Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, Pearsall, locks. Right.
Yes.
I mean, we got to go with that. Those four locks. I also think Jacob Cowing is a lock or pretty close so to it.
I think so too.
I know he's a late round pick. I know anything can happen, but to me, it's a major upset if he doesn't make the team. I think they keep six receivers. So who is that sixth guy? To me, it would be between Conley and Bell.
Yeah. And I would go based on the fact that they re-signed Conley and based on what he did in the Super Bowl, I think Conley has the inside track. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you know, and Ronnie Bell, you know, may make it through waivers and may be on the practice squad. But I think Danny Gray is off this team. I wouldn't be surprised if Danny Gray was off this team before camp started. I mean, I'm being perfectly honest. If they find more players that they want to bring in, right, and they don't have room on the 90 man, he could be a casualty. It just is what it is. And I think Cowing has the inside track because he can be the punt returner and he runs in the 4.3s. Like, I think this team wants and needs to get faster at the wide receiver position because Ayuk and Debo are phenomenal players. Mm-hmm. But they aren't speedsters. And I think they need guys that can stretch the field and they don't really have that. They thought that Danny Gray could be that guy, but you know, one of the things I heard somebody say, and I was like, I get that. I think Danny Gray was a
Trey Lance
pick. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it might've been you that said it actually, but I think Danny Gray was a Trey Lance pick. You know, a guy that again, his best asset was his speed. And he was a guy that just, you know, could have taken the top off. And, mm-hmm. and I don't know that you need a guy to take the top off with Brock Purdy, but you do need the threat. You do need the threat. And Brock Purdy can take advantage of somebody deep down the field. We saw it. He doesn't have the strongest arm, but he has a good enough arm to make those deep throws. So yeah, I think I agree. I think Cowing makes the team. And I do think that they would carry six. And so if they carry six and then they carry four running backs and Kyle Juszczyk, there's 11 right there. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to go lower somewhere else. It'll be interesting to see kind of what we see there, but yeah, I think we're in agreement there. I don't see anybody on here. And like I said, of Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, Danny Gray, Tay Martin, Tariq Owens, and Trent Taylor, I think Conley has the inside track for that sixth spot if they do indeed keep six.